We never really know what's around the corner in our lives. Life is full of surprises, twists and turns that can shake us. And sometimes something comes along and it actually breaks us. But we're always seen to manage to land on our feet. It's a fact that part of the fun of relationship is the opportunity to grow together and learn how to weather the storm. This helps us build bonds that will allow the relationship to be able to stand the rain that will inevitably come. But what happens when the storms turn into a hurricane? This danger storm comes to the shores of your relationship, and it is very capable of destroying everything that you've built. This hurricane is called cheating, and it just blows strong winds toward ending your relationship. It may never recover from this storm. What can the Relationship Therapy Podcast do to help you through this impossible pain?
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Tony Miller Sr., and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. Ooh-wee. Wow, that's all I can say because I'm still getting strong responses to last week's episode when I talked about the impact temptation has on relationships. Some wanted to agree with me, but others wanted to totally disagree with my premise on what power temptation has in relationships. They want to argue that temptation has no bearing on those who want to cheat. I let them finish their statement, and then I asked them, where do you think the thought of cheating comes from? And then when their reply was just crickets. Temptation is at the heart of cheating. When you have infidelity, you can just know that temptation was right around the corner. And if we're not strong enough to withstand its forces or be able to just say no, temptation will overpower us. That's why in today's episode, I want to talk about some of the reasons people cheat. Let me make this statement before we go deeper. I am not in agreement with anyone cheating on their spouse. And the information that I'm about to give is not one-sided toward men, and it's not one-sided toward women. In my opinion, I believe both are involved in their cheating. Some of these reasons may line up more with men, others may line up more with women. Then some may equate both of them. Just know that I am just talking about the reasons for cheating in general. I would be in error if I grouped cheating into one main category because there are so many different reasons that drive people to cheat. I know cheating is cheating. Facts. Cheating is cheating. It's infidelity. It's an act of disobedience and a way to hurt your mate. But if you can bear with me for the remainder of this episode, you'll discover that there are many reasons that people use for their cheating. Are you ready to get the reasons people cheat? If you are, here we go. So when we start out talking about the reasons people cheat, we first want to start off with number one. Some people cheat for the thrill of the chase. Now, this may sound so familiar to many people who've heard this down the road. Either this is what you've heard when you were cheated on, or these are the exact same words you spoke when you were guilty of cheating. There are genuine people who get caught up in the thrill of the chase. That results in them being unfaithful. This is not to say that they don't love or care for their significant other, but there is something on the inside of them that delights in the secret chase of another person, despite what they have at home. They often are caught up in the syndrome of, do I still have it? Let me see if I still got it. This excitement may be missing from their relationship, or they have already conquered what's needed in the existing relationship, or at least they thought they had, but now they're looking for more excitement or more of a conquest to chase after in order to calm their inner rush. It's not a thing of wanting to leave where they are and leave the relationship they already have. They are definitely not looking for another relationship. They are just looking for what we call a good time. The thought of getting caught does something to them that sets off the adrenaline. And this adrenaline rush starts the party off. And sometimes they feel like their relationship is no longer a party. Researchers have stated that many of those fit this category, say that they get lost in the intrigue or the excitement of getting caught. They enjoy the planning, the plotting, the scheming, and even the end result of possibly getting caught. As you can see, they don't have a sense of loyalty in their relationship. That is a much needed piece that seems to be missing from the hearts of those who find themselves to be serial cheaters. They consider the damage to not only be just minimal, but they don't really take to heart what they're doing to their significant other. Your relationship is not a game that you choose to turn in or turn on when you get ready. Relationships should be lifelong commitments to one another, two individuals coming together, finding out where you have to be careful about how you treat each other's heart. And people who find cheating as a big thrill, you hadn't considered that. But then here's number two. They are not satisfied at home. Now, before you start cutting this off and not listening, too often people who cheat say they are not satisfied with their mates at home. The problem is, have you communicated with your significant other what you like or expect in the bedroom? It is easy to make the argument that you're not satisfied at home, but the key piece to it all is getting to the point of satisfaction in your own relationship and articulating it with your mate. After articulating it, you must have patience with your mate in order for them to get to the level that you're wanting them to get to. You have to have patience to wait on them to improve. Again, this individual is not looking to leave their mate. They just want to have things the way that satisfies them. I have a couple issues with that thought process here. Here's one. Have you sat down with your mate to outline what you want from them in the bedroom? This may be an uncomfortable conversation, but it is an uncomfortable conversation that is needed so it can help you stop cheating. Here's number two in that issue I have. Maybe you are in a situation where it is time to go seek help from professional counselors. They can and they will give you interesting ways to correct the issues. Several couples try this approach and have found it to be very successful and even have enjoyed a long-lasting relationship even more. But the third issue I have with this not being satisfied at home is maybe, just maybe, your significant other may have the same issue with you that you say you have with them. Have you ever considered that to be the problem for them and not just you? Or would you rather just jump out and find your fulfillment in the arms of someone else? Marriage and relationships are not built in a day, and they will not be fixed overnight. When there is a marital breakdown from infidelity, it takes time. And when it happens, there has to be effort from both parties. I guess the question boils down to this. Do you want to get satisfied at home, or do you just like looking and being satisfied elsewhere? The way you answer that question speaks volumes on where you want your relationship to go and where it will end up. So that was number two. They are not satisfied at home. Number one was some people cheat for the thrill of the chase. Here we go with number three. Number three is you are seeking revenge from your mate's cheating. Now, this happens more than you think. Somebody who was totally unfaithful finds out that their mate has crossed the boundaries of their relationship by cheating. So they go out and commit the same marital crime. You hope that it makes you feel better, but deep down inside, it's the exact opposite. You feel worse than you did when you found out your mate was cheating. The old saying goes, two wrongs don't make a right. We assume that the relationship is over at that moment, and we start making drastic decisions that we cannot take back. The fact is, your mate cheated. That's truth. We got to deal with that. But are you going to compound their cheating with having cheating on your resume? Tell me something. Who is wrong if both of you cheated? I'm still waiting for your answer. See, the best way to handle your mate who is cheating is A, taking time to think through this whole ordeal. It can be painful. It can be gut-wrenching. It could have your mind racing with all types of different thoughts. But this needs to happen so that your decisions going forward can be a well-thought-out decision. Too often we make these types of decisions while we're still in the middle of the pain. B, here's the second thing. Examine yourself in the relationship. What was your part in the infidelity? Did you drive them to do it, or left them with no other choice, which they still have a choice? And then C, you have to have that hard conversation with your mate to help you get a better understanding of why. It's very important for you to have this conversation, not so much for you to know the details, the what, when, where, and how's dealing with this in relationship or outside relationship, but instead for you to gain clarity from the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. In a few episodes, we're going to tackle the question of, can we bounce back from infidelity? But that's coming up in a few episodes. But that's a question you have to start asking yourself and asking your mate. You both will have a great deal of work to do inside your own personal relationship. You both will have to understand what it means to really be faithful. I want you to stay tuned. So when we get to that episode, and when we get to the bottom of all of the reasons for cheating, we've got to get to an understanding of why. after going through the time, the examination, and even the conversation piece, I'm not saying you will feel better, but I truly believe you'll feel like you've kept your self-respect by handling it this way instead of self-destructing and going out seeking revenge and making your own self look bad. So number one was, some people cheat for the thrill of the chase. Number two, they are not satisfied at home. The third reason people cheat, you're seeking revenge from your spouse that cheated. And then here's number four, you're carrying baggage from previous relationships. Let me talk about this. This might sound crazy to many of you, but previous relationships can take a real toll on you in your current relationship. It is doubly troubling if both you and your mate have a hard time dealing from past relationships. It means that maybe you met each other on the rebound and it wasn't the love, or at least not the deep love, that you are expecting to get from each other. It can be a living hell in your marriage if you both don't deal with this correctly, and you have to deal with it face to face. You are so familiar with the signs of the former hurt in your previous relationship, you begin to start seeing it on your new mate. Maybe they come home later than they said they were. Maybe they're working later in the office and you just don't give them that slack that they need. And sometimes, because of carrying previous relationships baggage, we start accusing our mate about something that they're really innocent in. And if the accusations continue, this baggage pushes your significant other, who are now facing negative accusations, it may push them to go out and be unfaithful. Again, I must say, cheating should never happen in relationships, and there are always choices. However, as true as my statement is, infidelity continues to ruin relationships and marriages. To help prevent this cycle of pain from happening, you must grab hold of your thoughts and start weighing them against the facts and the truth. Yes, I understand that it was painful, and that pain still tends to linger around for you right now, and it has stayed too long, and it has taken up residence in your mind and in your heart. But you must not allow it to mess up this current relationship. No, this is not a valid reason for your mate to cheat, but the hard work of recovery starts with you. Let them know that you have a rough time in the past, and you definitely need their help and cooperation in healing for the future. This may require seeking some professional help. And you can't, and you must not, go through this alone. It's times like these where we have to let go of the baggage. And sometimes our mate has to be there as we're dropping it off, even though they are not a part of that baggage. In order for you to be happy in this relationship with this new person, this new boo, this new mate of yours, they deserve the happiness that you can bring, but you've got to let go of the baggage. Here's the fifth reason people cheat. Your mate is always absent. If you or your mate is never around, that absence may cause problems in your relationship. Some of the absence is caused by work, or one party has a new business, or whatever it is, it's an absence. You're not home with them. It is very difficult to sustain a healthy relationship if one, if not both, or seldom present. I know people have to work, and some of that work requires traveling and in extremely long hours, especially if you're building your own business. Relationships are hard, But that puts a strain on what you have built or what you're trying to build. But it goes to another level if you're not there to work together. In several relationships, this causes one of the mates to wander outside of their marriage. That is never the correct solution. So I hear you asking me, then, what are we supposed to do, Mr. Miller, in this type of situation where we're trying to work, we're trying to build a future for our family? I have to ask this question. I believe you have to ask yourselves, what are we really trying to accomplish? Are we trying to be better than the Joneses? And if you are, you may be better. You may have deeper pockets than the Joneses. You may have more material than the Joneses, but your relationship is dying. Or it's about to die with no possibility of resuscitation. You as a couple must establish what the goal of the family is going to be. Are you going to be one of those couples that have plenty of money, but the love is absent? Or will you have plenty of love, but very little money? I honestly believe that you can find some compromise right there. I'm not saying not have nice things, but I'm concentrating on the relationship because nice things doesn't make the relationship better. You can have all the money in the world, but if you and your significant other are not in sync, if you're not getting along, that could cause one of you to step outside the marriage. Honestly, absence makes the heart grow fonder, but it's nullified if you're always absent. I've noticed that a cure for this problem is that relationships have to have open conversations. If you don't have an open conversation with your significant other, this problem is going to kill your marriage and your relationship. So here's the final one. Number six, a feeling of abandonment. This part may be difficult for so many of you to understand because abandonment does not always mean that you have left the spouse alone and have gone and started a new life somewhere else. It means that in some cases, the abandonment is that you're still in the home, but you're not there. See, you chose to marry this person. You chose to spend the rest of your life with them, but now you're basically edged them out of your life. Let me explain deeper. You may have the title of being a couple, husband and wife, but one of the mates spends more time with their friends or their family than they spend at home with you. The mate at home starts feeling abandoned by their significant other, and guess what they start thinking about? They start thinking about finding a field for that void that they have. They don't do things together like eating. They don't watch TV or go to movies. They never have time for one another, but they always have time for other people. There are three categories of abandonment that I want to give you. First category, emotional abandonment. And emotional abandonment is when the mate is there, but they don't contribute to your emotional needs. The abandoned mate is vulnerable and they're looking for their significant other to help them through a crisis. But you just leave their feelings dangling. You're not even there to pick them up when they're down. at this point, it's as if you are just two roommates who are existing in the same place. And then there is attentional, not intentional, but attentional abandonment. And that is a feeling of being invisible in front of the one you say you love. Instead of you having a good time and spending time together, you are preoccupied or you're always doing something else with everybody else or doing it with a closed door. It happens simply with the caring for a newborn. Or it may be you are caring for a sick parent. Or even that one mate putting everything in front of their own mate. It leaves you with an empty feeling. And outside your relationship, in your mindset after being abandoned, makes you think it can be filled. And then the third abandonment is physical abandonment. And I talked a little bit about it earlier. It happens when you have checked out of the relationship. You're there physically, but without any interaction. You reject your mate. You reject their affection. You reject their attention. You reject any type of engagement. You're not even touching. The sexual relationship has ceased. And it looks like it's not coming back anytime soon. The other mate still has desires to be touched and to be loved. And they go out seeking some individual who will help them get what they're missing. Now, this has been a long episode, but I had a lot of information that I wanted to give you. Because so many relationships are broken because of infidelity. And what I've given you today are reasons, and these are not all of the reasons that people cheat, but these are just some of the reasons that people cheat in their relationship. Let me go over them again. Number one was some people cheat for the thrill of the chase. Number two, they are not satisfied at home. Number three, you're seeking revenge from your mate's cheating. Number four, you are carrying baggage from previous relationships. Number five, your mate is always absent. And number six, you have a feeling of abandonment. Now, I know you've got something to say. For all of you who are listening, I'm expecting comments from you. If any of these reasons have happened to you, or if you've used these reasons, but you've gotten back together, I want to know that. I want to know what is keeping you together. So contact me at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. I want to hear your success stories. And you might just be one of the couples that I put in one of the episodes before we finish this series. It's important that you don't lean on cheating because it shows a selfishness about yourself. That's all I've got for you today. Also, the Relationship Therapy Podcast is looking for sponsors. We're looking for advertisers. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring the Relationship Therapy Podcast, please contact me at that same email the announcer is going to give you after I close out. We want you a part of what we're doing. We are in over 250 cities worldwide, over 30 countries, and we're in all six of the seven continents. So we just want you to be a part of what we're doing as we're growing here at the Relationship Therapy Podcast. Well, that's it. Let me wrap it up. I've been long today. But as always, remember, it takes two to make a relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.